This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Tuesday, August 16. With God, all things are possible. Our reading comes from Mark chapter 5. While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?" Overhearing what they said, Jesus told him, "Don't be afraid. Just believe." He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw a commotion, with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the head and said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately, the girl stood up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat. When Jairus' daughter got up and started walking around, the people there were astonished. We don't need to wonder why. The young girl had died but was alive again. When Jesus had arrived at the house, the community mourners had already begun their customary crying and wailing. The people figured there was no reason to bother Jesus anymore, for the girl had died. Their behavior contrasted with the calm and persistence of Jesus, however. And when he said, "Don't be afraid, just believe," the people laughed at him. Ordering all those people out of the house, Jesus took the father and mother, along with three of his disciples, to where the child was. And I wonder if Jesus smiled a little himself. He knew Psalm 2, 4 through 6. "The one enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them, saying, 'I have installed my king.'" The confirmation of Jesus as king meant that weeping would be turned into joy, and Jesus knew that he would turn wailing into amazement. Jesus calmly and gently ordered the girl to get up. No more death, just life and praise to God as a sign of his kingdom coming to earth. In your dark times, watch for Jesus. He still comes with power, bringing hope. Pray with me. Risen Lord, forgive us for seeing darkness instead of your light. Walk into our situations with us. Reveal yourself and strengthen our hope in you, Prince of Peace. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.